Before I go into the word, I'm going to have Ashish come forward. He's going to share a testimony. And so if you guys do not know Ashish, please get to know him. He is going to be here for 2 years, at least, but at least another year and a half at this point. He's a grad student from India. And so would you just welcome him? We're going to turn over the mic.
Right. Hi, everyone. As Pastor mentioned, I'm a grad student at Virginia Tech, so I'm just here before you today to share about God's goodness and an amazing thing that he's done in my life recently. Since I am an international student, I have to pay out-of-state tuition, which is really expensive. It was, for the first semester, it was around $16,000. And again, it's the same tuition for this semester as well. So I always had this thing at the back of my mind that, you know, it's too expensive. How am I going to manage this? Because I'm here on a student loan. And since, you know, this is a master's program, there's a lot to study. And, you know, you really don't want this financial burden on your mind. So, you know, I was believing and trusting in God for a long time. So, you know, around December during the holidays, I was praying a lot. I was asking God, you know, for a financial breakthrough of some kind so that I don't have to, you know, be worried too much. And one of the ways that I could get some financial assistance was from my department, you know, in the form of an assistantship, like a TA or an RA, like a teaching assistantship. So for that, what you would need to do is apply, you know, send your resume over and, you know, just wait. So I had done that and I was praying for it and, you know, I was just waiting on the Lord, but nothing happened for a really long time. You know, at the start of January, a few of my friends started getting their assistantships and I was like, okay, you know, I'll wait. You know, God is faithful. Something will happen. But again, after a few weeks, you know, a few days before classes were about to start, you know, January 22nd they started, and a few weeks before classes started, even more of my friends started getting funding and assistantships, and I had nothing. And I was really wondering, you know, what's going on here? I mean, like, all of my friends are unbelievers. I'm the only believer, and I was asking God, you know, why have you left me out of this, you know? And one of the things that I am really particular about is tithing. So whatever amount of money that I earned in the last semester, I made it a point to tithe to God. And, you know, the word of God says in Malachi, I don't remember what verse, but God says that he will open the floodgates of heaven for those of us who are faithful in giving back to him. Amen. But, you know, I wasn't seeing that. I really wasn't seeing that. And I was really, really worried and I was really depressed. And, you know, I thank God for my parents because they are a great source of encouragement for me. So I used to, you know, I talk to my mom almost on a daily basis and I call her mama. So I used to tell her, Mama, you know, I'm still waiting. My friends have all got funding for this semester. I'm left out. And my mom used to just tell me, you know, don't worry about it. Your dad and I are praying for you. We're fasting for you. You just have faith. Like, don't stop having faith. So, So when that conversation with my mom ended, I looked to God and I told him, okay, I'll have faith. You know, you just do your thing. And so classes started and 1 week of classes passed by. And by this time, you know, chances were really slim because of course classes have started. And so, you know, getting a TA this time is really hard. So, but I still had faith. I said, Lord, you know, I trust in you. And this Sunday, in church, I'm going to stand and testify of your goodness, and nothing will stop me. And so this Tuesday, I was done with class and had gone for grocery shopping, and I get a mail. So this mail was from this sweet lady called Minerva, who handles all, you know, the funding in my department. So she sends me a mail and says, Ashish, are you free for you know, an assistantship opportunity this semester? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And she says, all right, there's a professor that's reviewing your resume, so if I have some news, I'll get back to you. So I said, all right. And, you know, I said, Lord, okay, please let something happen now. And so I expected some news to come later that day, but again, silence, nothing. And the next day, again, there's nothing. Even though I was having faith in God, I'm a really impatient creature. So I decided to, you know, just mail Minerva and ask her, you know, what's the status on this? So I mailed her, I went for a short nap, I woke up, and I checked my mail, and she's like, all right, we have something for you. Are you available? I said, yes. And she says, all right, so you got a TA, you're tuition is fully paid for this semester. Woo! And you're gonna get a monthly salary as well. And that's not even the best part. I mean, this salary, it covers my rent, it covers all of my bills, and it still leaves around $1,000 for the month, so. And this is all God. I knew it was Him, you know, I thanked Him. And this just reminds me of, you know, one of the most beautiful prayers in the Bible. I mean, the Bible has many beautiful prayers, but in my opinion, the most beautiful one is in, I think it's 1 Chronicles 27, sorry, 1 Chronicles 4, verse 27, I think. It's a prayer of Jabez, where he says, Lord, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory, and may your hand be with me and keep my heart from evil. So I think the beauty of this prayer lies in the fact that, you know, Jabez acknowledged that God alone is the source of all blessing. And there is no other source. So, yeah. So I just want to thank God for His goodness. And I think He was just trying to teach me to have a bit of patience. And He definitely leaves the best for last, because I've seen some of my other friends who got TAs, you know, they are really struggling because their subjects are really hard and they have to do a lot of work and their professors expect a lot out of them. But God has given me a TA in a subject that not only is in my area of interest, so it's easy for me, and also, you know, the professor's name is David Raymond. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met, for sure. I went to meet him and he told me, you know, what my duties would be. And he was like, if you ever get busy during the semester or something, I know it's a busy semester for you, so I'll do your work for you. That's all right. So, yeah. So, all glory be to God.